New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you enjoyed a doubleheader on Monday Night Football last night. I caught some of both games. One was a blowout, one was a great game.
Why don't you give us some scores, Jake?
The Buffalo Bills.
Oh, is this winners and losers?
Nope. That's at 7:30. This is just an update on some scores. The Buffalo Bills trounce the Jags 47-10.
47-10.
We talked about this briefly a few seconds ago. The astonishing part, I told Steve Sipple, obviously...
That's me.
Nebraska Sports Writer of the Year.
Yes, he's right here.
Sitting right next to us. And the best part about being the Sports Writer of the Year is that you now have to still have to remind Ben to maybe take note of something, Ben, because he's not. And we got the Sports Writer of the Year, and you're in journalism,
Now, I want to tell you, Bill, in his defense, he's actually reached out a few times.
Has he?
I'm evaluating some of his work.
Yeah. Nice.
Ben is talented.
That's when he's awake. A lot of times we miss him on that. But we talked
about... Okay, the Bills. The Bills.
We talked about that they played their twos on both sides.
Amazing.
The entire fourth quarter.
The entire fourth quarter. You just don't see that. No. All right, empty the bench. You don't see it.
Wow. So the Bills that good, Jake?
The talk was that they were going to have a drop-off this year. No Stephon Diggs. They had a couple injuries to Matt Milano. A couple other starters defensively are out. They don't care. 47-10. They were up 34-3 at halftime. Josh Allen had four touchdown passes in the game. Had to make no mistakes at all. He was incredible. The Bills are an absolute wagon right now, 3-0.
Wagon.
They are. Now, the
did
other...
Did you hear from Jay Horman? Jay,
no, I did not. Well, it was the Dolphins.
I know it wasn't head-to-head, but still, Dolphins lost.
Now, Jay, Bills win. Jay sent me a text on Sunday saying, are you okay, Jake?
I
didn't respond. He knew.
He knew.
If I was to respond, it'd be a back and forth of just hell for me. Yeah, so yeah. I just stopped. I just let it be.
That's the best way.
Jay, I saw
Ignore
your text.
Ignore it.
I did see
Maybe
your text,
it'll go
Jay.
Away.
I just didn't want to respond in the moment. But congrats to your Bills.
Yeah. Jay Foreman, former Bill.
And so Houston, Texas. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And the night in the
and
game
Husker
after
great.
Yeah, Husker, and
great. A great.
The game that was actually entertaining and competitive was the Commanders go on the road to Cincinnati and win 38-33. Remarkable game. Jaden Daniels had two incomplete passes in the game for the Commanders. 21-23.
Yeah. It was unbelievable. Ooh. And on the other side, just because they had a couple stops and there was a couple plays that were a little bit interesting, but because obviously I'm a Bengals fan, but the Bengals played really well on offense. They didn't punt.
Neither team punted.
They scored every time, or they missed a field goal one time, and they lost.
0-3.
Yeah, that's how good the Commanders played.
Commanders record?
2-1. Commanders last week had 21 points via 7 field goals.
Yes.
The first touchdown pass of Jaden Daniels' career goes to a lineman, Trent Scott, his name.
Trent Scott. Interesting.
First TD pass.
They couldn't score a touchdown the week before.
Nope.
They couldn't score.
7 field goals. That was it.
They scored a touchdown at will against the Bengals.
The Bengals defense just not
No. I said it day one when I came in here after the Patriots lost. I go, they can't rush the passer.
God, what?
They can't rush the passer.
Well, in the big play of the game was that the Commanders, with the blitz on 3rd and 7, Daniels goes deep to Terry McLaurin. Beautiful pass, beautiful throw with pressure in his face. And that's basically the game-winning touchdown, making it 38-26 with about 2:15 to go in the game.
Well, I hope Zach gets that turned around. Hard without a pass rush, though.
I don't see how they can when you're scoring that when you score every time you touch the ball and you lose.
Yeah that's
really hard.
It's pretty rough.
Yeah, I understand that. I'll tell you one thing. It was thoroughly confusing at Planet Fitness last night when the sound's down and there's two games on. Yeah. I thought, is this Cincinnati game taped from yesterday? It didn't
it's a
appear
fair thing to
be. To
ask. You think it's probably a replay, but yeah, that was real life.
There were two games on.
Because they used to do that on the first Monday night of the season.
Yes.
They're doing it this Monday, and then last Monday, your Dolphins were playing, right, Jake?
Yeah, it'll be a loss to the Titans. I'm thoroughly opposed
Titans
to this
Titans are 0-3.
Yeah. I know.
Stop it.
I think the Titans are still favored in that game against the Dolphins. That's how bad it is in Miami. I don't like two Monday night football games.
You don't.
I'm out on it. I'm out.
Why is that?
I've told you I prefer every NFL game to be on Sunday. Sunday at noon. All at noon.
Yeah.
Line them up all at noon. You know, maybe a couple 3:15. I don't even need night football. Be done at 6.
I don't think I've heard anything that dumb before.
No.
Bill, it's not completely dumb.
What about
all Sunday?
Sunday night game is probably the best game there is.
Now
because the Sunday night's one
I'll
game,
listen to that.
One game at one time, and also that game is always moved. So they take the best game, one of the best games. There's never a Sunday night game that's not. Monday night games, all of a sudden, middle of the season, it's like they're all preset.
It's like bad ones, though.
Like, these games suck.
I just say one Monday night game, though.
Yeah.
Just one.
No, I agree with that. Yeah. I'm with Jake on that.
Do you want every game at noon?
No.
So you want football over at 3:30 on Sunday?
I said, let me take it back, Bill.
Yeah, you might want to walk this back real hard, or I'm coming over there.
I said,
you're going to throw hands?
No, I'm not sure what I do when I get over there.
So
I'm just coming over there.
With the bye weeks, there's 14 to 16 NFL games every week because you've got four teams usually on a bye, so 14 games. Mm-hmm. How about, you know, 10 at noon on Sunday and 4 at 3:15? I don't need Sunday Night Football. I don't need it. My team's played it so
That's
many times.
That's still the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Come on.
I'm a scarred fan,
guys.
Listen, I'm a scarred fan. I don't like my team ever playing on it. They don't play on it very often.
Why don't you just say how it should be said then? I want my Dolphins to play every day, every Sunday at noon.
I would prefer
that. Make all football be wrecked because of your tirade.
Selfishness.
Sunday night's fine.
Yes.
Monday night's fine.
No, I'm fine.
Just one game.
If we have to keep Sunday night, I'd like to get rid of Monday night football. I don't need it. And Thursday night football,
I will say this. Monday night football will drift further and further away. Yeah. It does not interest me. But I tell you one thing.
Say that again.
Monday night football does not interest me. Once you get to buy, because all of a sudden it's going to be a couple teams. You're going and you're going to be going like, okay, they're 2-7, and we're here and we're trying to get excited about Monday night football, and it's not the case. Also, when that starts to happen, Maction starts to happen.
Yeah,
which is Mac football on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and that's incredible.
But do you remember better times when Monday night football was a big deal?
Oh yeah, it was better times. Yeah. Oh, when you just heard the intro to Monday Night Football. Yeah. Oh,
those guys would be wearing their gold jackets in the booth. Dandy Don. Funny. Gifford.
Gifford,
not funny, not but funny. Kind of a, you know, iconic figure. Cosell, liable to
the
say
voice.
Something inappropriate.
The voice.
Absolutely.
But funny, the voice. Last night, quickly, Idle Chit Chat was struck by a woman.
Well, you were struck by a woman.
I was struck.
No, what happened?
She made an impression. I mean, get this. I had to do a double take, and she probably caught me staring at her. She was she was doing squats,
oh,
and she had
God.
A toothpick in. Toothpick. Yeah. That was amazing. If you see a dude doing squats with a toothpick, you're like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You see a woman doing squats with a toothpick in, it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be impressive. I like to see that.
Yeah. To be clear, she did not hit you. You said she struck you.
No, it struck me in a, you know.
We had to clear that up for people.
No, she didn't hit me. There's no reason to hit me. I was at a distance. I had to do a double take, though. I hope she didn't notice that I was looking at her. But the Jake, I meant just the toothpick.
Interesting. It's awkward. It's an odd way to describe the situation. You don't say that.
You're fine.
Planet Fitness.
I was staring at a girl at Planet Fitness, the way you're saying.
She had a toothpick. It was funny. It was interesting to me. I couldn't believe it. It was a wooden toothpick.
How close were you looking to this?
Yeah. It would take a lot to see that.
15 feet.
For me, to all of a sudden be like, hey, you have a tooth. I don't really.
I had to
close.
Do a double take.
He's just standing right behind her.
No, I wasn't right behind her.
Were you spotting her?
No.
Were you spotting her?
15 feet.
Did you jump in for some reps?
No. You don't spot at Planet Fitness. I've noticed that. You don't do that.
Oh, I see it all the time at the gym I go
do
to.
Do you?
And I'll see some guys struggling with the bench. I'm like, this guy's going to get crushed.
No, you're not. I guess you're not supposed to.
Really?
Because it's I don't know.
It's a judgment-free zone.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you can't spot somebody.
Well, you know what? You never see it.
That's helping.
You never see it. It just doesn't
happen. That was the best. Get a spot? That was the best.
I know.
How about on the bar?
Should I tell you about the guy like
Pinotti? On the bar, too, that when you lift it off for him, you're right. You want to spot your hand. You'd lift the bar off and...
Oh. Well, yeah, or you'd spot for a dude you have no business spotting for.
Exactly. I'm like,
hey, what am I going to do here?
Well, if this thing struggles at all, I can't get this back up. I have no idea how to get this off
and
of
it's
you.
It's very nerve-wracking.
It is nerve-wracking. He's got three plates on both sides.
There's no shot.
Trying to get eight, and you realize it's six. He's struggling, and you're like going, this is not good.
Just put it up, man. Just rack that thing.
But you can't really say, maybe get somebody else.
Yeah, you can't. No, you yeah, I got you.
Right. You can't say. Yeah, it'd be a terrible
you
thing.
You can't do that one. I don't.
No, I better not.
Better not.
I can't even spot you.
I'm an embarrassment over
here. Did I tell you about the guy that's like Fanotti?
Yes. Great deep.
Was he there last night too?
No. Oh. He wasn't there. He hasn't been there for a while. I don't know what the deal is.
That call up to the league, maybe. I mean, he's playing some ball finally.
He's playing some ball. He's from the state of Washington. I don't know. He's traveling through or something.
Ben,
we're talking over here.
Young Ben has no idea. Yeah. He's on his phone. Looking at his phone. Does no idea what's going on.
Yep. Bill, anything for you for idle chit-chat from yesterday?
I've got nothing.
Nothing at all?
Should we talk football?
He has the nice Oilers hat on, though. Yeah. It's always a
beautiful hat. Nice hat. I'm not joking.
Yeah. Ben is dressed like it's summer over here, by the way.
Ben's not dressed appropriately.
We all got jackets and pants.
Do you have a hoodie or something? Do you need one?
Yeah.
You look cold, young Ben.
He's a tough Columbus kid.
I guess he is.
Columbus Lakeview.
Lakeview. Suburbs.
Summer lives on.
Suburbs. Oh, yeah. Suburbs.
Burbs.
The burbs.
But he has a gravel driveway.
It's gravel driveway. Yeah. It's true. The crunch.
Yeah.
Pack of lunch.
All right, kid. Let's move.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by Renew. Call or text David at 402-833-3858 or visit renewyourauto.com. Everything there from body shop, ceramic coatings, window tinting, spray and bed liners, and more. Again, 402-833-3858 or renewyourauto.com. Yesterday was the weekly press conference for Matt Rhule. He wasn't in a great mood, Sip, was he?
No, he wasn't.
We knew Friday night he was not in a good mood. It continued yesterday at the press conference.
Well, they're not tackling well.
No.
I don't know where to start with this, except there's one stat I'm going to throw at you guys and maybe help explain it to me. They're giving up last season, Nebraska's defense gave up 4.62 yards per play. That was seventh nationally. 4.62 yards per play. Now, Bill, in my world, I look at points allowed per game and yards per play. That's what I lean on most. So that was seventh. They were seventh last year. This year, they're allowing 4.61 yards per play. So they're actually a tick better. I guess this is a matter of competition. They have,
like I said, stats don't matter until you get into the
big. I didn't make a big deal of it, but I was kind of struck by it.
Because there's some teams that have played, some ridiculous teams already, and some haven't. Nebraska's
UTEP
wouldn't be in the middle. It'd be lesser because I think Colorado's still a non-bowl team, probably.
Really, really.
Not a great football team.
Wait a second. After you watched that game the other night, you didn't think they were a bowl team?
Yeah, I don't think so. Still, it'll be time. Right. I mean, it might be right if it is. Like I think six would be top like that. UTEP won't win a game.
They're 0-4.
Yeah, they won't. When they lost their one sure win was probably Southern Utah, and they lost that one
that was badly.
That was bad.
And Northern Iowa is a I don't know if they even make the playoffs. I don't think they're, Northern I don't think Iowa they're a playoff. I don't think they're a playoff team.
It's 2-2, just lost badly to Hawaii.
And the two teams they played earlier, I think, were Division II teams.
Yes.
Okay.
They beat St. Thomas 17-14.
FCS.
I wonder if St. Thomas, I believe they might be in that non-scholarship
FCS though. Okay.
There's a difference between the, that's like the San Diegos and Valparaiso. Okay. That's a different world that they play in.
I asked Rule yesterday, and I just was interested what he'd say. I said, what did the defense do well?
Okay, got that.
Yeah, what did the defense do well against Illinois?
Here's his response to that direct question yesterday, Matt Rule.
Brett's here all the time. Like he's
he's at practices and meetings.
That. Hang on. Okay, it was labeled wrong. I'm sorry.
That's not it. I don't know what that was.
It was labeled incorrectly.
It's okay.
That wasn't Ben's fault. Somebody else.
I know. It's just fun to say it. Just see the panic on his face.
Sorry.
Now I don't.
Incorrect labeling.
Do you have it?
No, that's what it's labeled as this one. So,
okay, so he paused and he just did. It was, I wasn't setting him up. I was just sort of interested, you know, because he had talked about kind of the tackling issues. What he said is surface for the second straight game. So I said, what did you do well? He said, we did some good things. He said, Sierra Wright came out and made some plays, and then there just wasn't much else. He said, it just wasn't what we expected. They're not playing terrible defense. They got to overtime. It wasn't like Illinois ripped up and down the field all game, but it's just not what they expected. And it wasn't. And I just go back to the stat that I've said 100 times is that Illinois averaged 5.5 yards on first down, 19 first down runs, 5.5 yards. And he said they had a lot of yards after contact. And that's the second week in a row I'm saying that. So, and we're all having this conversation in the context of they were seventh nationally in total defense last year, and people thought they'd be better because they have 2/3 of the defense back, you know, of the personnel back. So what's going on? I don't know. I don't think Rule knows. They're not, there's some things they're not doing well. They're not, you know, if you noticed, there's a lot of edge runs against them. Quarterback and running back are getting to the quarterbacks and running backs are getting to the edge.
The big run in overtime was that exact thing,
right?
Untouched for 19 yards.
Yeah, and you know the pass rushers are getting upfield a little too much. Bill Altmaier had a key run late because one of the edge rushers clearly went upfield too far.
It's the worst place to be in football. We always talk about that. That's why
What do you mean?
The worst place to be is behind the quarterback.
Yeah.
Behind the quarterback. It's the worst place as a defender to be. It's like there's no reason to ever be behind the quarterback.
God bless you for saying that.
Because contain is not like, well, I just contain him outside.
Nope.
No, because once he steps up and gets out, then you still lost contain. Mm-hmm. And so it's all about pass rushing to the level of the quarterback, when you can counter back, all those things. That's over and over again. Also, you'll see it over and over again on every game where there's someone who's about, it's like, why are you 3 yards behind the quarterback? That makes no sense.
What good are you at that point?
That doesn't do anything at that point. And that's everybody. That's just not Nebraska. No. That's just cross. Right. That's just your general theme of things.
So there's that. Jake, he said the team was tight. The Illinois came in.
Okay, here's more of
with
that.
The harder edge. Yeah, go.
I think we got the right quote this time. Let's see this one.
Let's hope here.
It's like kind of everything else in the game. It's just all just a little, you know, it's not terrible. It's just all kind of like this. And you get in these Big Ten games, you know, again, I told our guys that's like our narrative as a team has to be like just completely focused on this week because you start thinking about all these other things, you know, and like, you know, you have a game like this. And Illinois, I mean, you could feel Illinois' passion for that game. They've been waiting for that game for a long time since we went there last year. And I thought our guys played hard. I have no issue with that stuff. It's just a lot of uncharacteristic mistakes. And I put that on me. Some coaches come and say, oh, it's on me. No, I mean, when that happens, I'm always like, you know, this is typically things that happen in year two. You have a couple games and all of a sudden you have this game, you come back down and you're like, all right, and then teach the guys like, hey, you know, you have to attack every game the same way in terms of your energy and effort and stay locked into the game. And then I have to find a way to get our team to, when the game gets tight, not get tight, but enjoy the battle and enjoy the competition. And I just felt really tight out there, you know, in the second half. except for some guys. You know, Dylan doesn't feel tight. You know, he's out there running around. Let's go play. You know, some of the young guys don't. But, you know, I think some of the older guys are, you know, kind of like this. And then they start doing uncharacteristic things, you know, as opposed to, I got Sam, man. I'm just going to play him, man. So
this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
I say that to say we have a good team. They have to just play well. And that sounds so simple, yet that's kind of where we are.
Yeah, the overriding theme was it just wasn't good enough. It wasn't a disaster. It's just not. It wasn't good enough. He did call the overtime period a debacle. Which it was. Also, did you have sound on Mazzucca and, I mean, the Mazzucca Turner Corcoran stuff?
What?
If you don't, that's fine.
On the injury situation?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, just go injury situation.
Well, here's the injury update, then what more?
This would be on Turner Corcoran and Tommy Hill.
Yes, got that right here.
Turner's has a significant hamstring, so he'll be out for a while. And Tommy's probably day-to-day, just based off his pain threshold of dealing with the plantar fascia.
Yeah. Now, I said yesterday it was a foot with Corcoran. I can't help that my sources aren't always right.
Hamstring.
It was a hamstring.
That's the first thing.
Don't listen to me sometimes, Ben. I'm not perfect.
When I saw the report, too, I'm like, it's a big difference here. Hamstring and foot.
Maybe Rule got it wrong.
I don't know.
No, I probably got it wrong. So he's got a hamstring. And Tommy's situation is, it's just what I thought. What's his level of pain? What's his threshold? And I don't know, Bill, you've dealt with plantar fasciitis. I've never had it. Haven't you had it?
Yeah. It's extremely painful. Usually you can get it going a little bit, and then it's not quite as bad. But then when you calm down or sit down or whatever else, then you go to get up, it's excruciating pain.
Excruciating.
It's kind of in your arch area. And usually it'd be interesting to see if they have to give it some form of a cortisone shot or anything. Because if you get a cortisone shot for plantar fasciitis, it will make you scream. It'll make you scream with pain. Any shot into your foot or your heel area is one of the most painful things you'll ever feel in your life.
Oh, great.
And so I've actually had a cortisone shot just for plantar fascia. And it,
It's
Did you scream?
And they tell you ahead of time. They say, you know, Bill, it's going to be something. When they say that, then they get done. They go, yeah, we didn't even tell you exactly how bad it was going to be. Some reason it doesn't. And so I don't know if he has to do that or not to help with it. And that's more to help the healing than it is for a painkiller. Not to stop the pain. It's more for the healing process. But it's a lot. But the thing that stood out in that game was that obviously as good as Tommy is, that had zero effect on the game.
No, really didn't.
There was never a time when you said, well, one of the problems is Sierre Wright's out there.
He
played very
well. Fine.
And so that's a positive for Nebraska fans.
What a revelation that was. I mean, Sierre Wright, he was a top 100 recruit. It obviously didn't work out at USC for some reason. I mean, he's played, but the defense wasn't very good and he moved on. And it looks like it's going to be a good fit. What else, Jake?
You asked about Mike and Mazzucca.
Yes.
You talked about Mike and Mazzucca's status going forward.
Oh, potentially. He could potentially help us. Yep. Yeah, he potentially could. Yeah, we haven't practiced yet. You know, I've never seen him take a snap there, so I don't know. But, you know, Lutosi's played tackle. Kanaka's back this week. Mike has played tackle in the past. Gunner played well. So we have a lot of things, but we have a lot of work to do. You know, I mean, we practice again this evening, and then we have, you know, tomorrow, like, full pad practice. So we'll see where we're at.
So the question was, and he might have addressed it later. The follow-up, what I asked him, could Mazzucca play on regular downs? He did play. He was on a field goal team. Mm-hmm. But he said he could do that again, and then he was about ready to go forward. I said, well, wait a second. Could he play on the regular line of scrimmage? And he said, we don't know that yet. He's got to do some stuff. Now, Bill, yesterday you poked some degree of fun at me because I said he was doing some footwork that would have indicated he might play some tackle. What if I said this? I was thinking about last night. What if I said it was like a kick out move?
Kick slide?
Kick slide.
Kick out.
Does that make sense?
A little more kick slide, maybe?
Yeah, he's making like pass rush movements. Yeah. Pass rush protection movements. Yeah,
yes. There's a difference between guard and tackle. There's a little bit of a difference.
Now, I don't know. And
you picked up on that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Gunner could. I don't want people to just think that we're pushing out Gunner Gatula. He's a redshirt freshman, and as Bill noted yesterday, he played pretty well in this game. It wasn't his fault.
I only, like I said, as far as a negative play, I only saw one. That was when he jumped off sides, and that happens. Different things. I mean, that definitely happens. But there was never a time in the same situation as it was at corner where it was like, I don't know what you do. Because the tackle situation.
No, it wasn't that.
Didn't think that.
So now, but there's still some thought that you could play Mazzucca there and keep Litovsky at right guard. Now, what goes through my mind is you're just trying to get your best five out there. And if Mazzucca can play tackle, I mean, maybe you think about it. Mm-hmm. But I guess Litovsky can evidently also play tackle. So no, again, I'm not pushing Gunner Gatula out of anything, but you wonder. Especially going forward, I guess you just got to see how it looks, Jake.
You do. Now, a big part of yesterday also was, not surprisingly, was about the kicking game. It's a problem with Nebraska right now. It's an issue. And there's a couple quotes. Here's Matt Rhule. First question, he's talking in general about the kicking situation. Here's Matt Rhule yesterday.
Yeah, well, it's very hard to make decisions when you're making decisions based off of, like, percentages. Like, hey, you know what I mean? Like, hey, this is, you know, the ball on the 21-yard line should be like a 95% field goal made, right? And the game shouldn't have come down to that play. So I'll say that for John. You know, Johnny's going out there and he's filling in and he's going to be an excellent kicker. He's working through. This is a lot. Like, this, it's to go from, like, not kicking to all of a sudden you're kicking the game winner in Memorial Stadium with, you know, the whole world watching. That's a lot, right? And to not get the perfect snap, perfect hold. I mean, both those guys weren't with us even in spring football, really. I mean, you know, Aiden got here at some point, but you guys get what I'm saying. Like, they're recent. So I appreciate them going out there. But that being said, like, you're on the team. You're in Nebraska corners. You know, we got to make these plays. And so we just have to go out. We have to make one more play. So whether that's that snap or that kick or if you go back and look at some of the routes open in overtime, like, we're wide open. We just make one more block or block our guy. So, but yeah, it's tough, you know, but that's my job. I have to make the right decision. You know, I chose to kick it in that scenario. It didn't go in, so I have to own that.
John Holes, who he's talking about, he's a freshman. Do you have sound about the snap? He was asked about the snap and the hold. You may not have it. If it's okay, it's okay if you don't.
I don't know if I have that one.
Do you have a commentary on special teams overall?
I think so. So there's a lot of stuff over here. So
I understand.
We're laughing, Jake. We're laughing.
We're laughing with you. Nervous laugh.
I have someone who's. Do you want to update on who's helping with the kickers now? Do you want to hear
yes.
that?
Yes. Okay. Bill knows this man, Brett Maher.
Yes.
You remember him, Bill? You know him well.
Know him well.
Let's hear from Matt Rule on Brett Maher right now.
We hired Brett Maher. I mean, Brett's on staff. Brett's coaching for us. He's working with those guys. We have a mindset coach. We make a highlight video of themselves each week for visualization. Like, you know, we're working through all those things. There's a process for young players to become a great player. And sometimes you have to go through some of these hurdles on your way to becoming a great player. And really for our whole team, you know what I mean? Like, we went through this disappointing game. And we have to emerge on the other side. We can't. I told them today, their guys are walking around with their heads down today and all that. Ain't no time for that. We got to get ready for Purdue. We have to learn from it and move on. We're kind of still in to the question earlier, learning how to win phase. And that's each person learning how to win their phase, their job. I hate that we're still in the learning how to win phase. I mean, that's not what I want. It's not like an excuse. Like, hey guys, bear with us. But it's the Big Ten. Like, I keep saying that enough. Like, everyone's going to show up every week and the games are going to come down to the wire. I mean, I'm watching USC and Michigan. Like, games are going to come down to the wire. You got to compete. And so, yes, we have those voices and those people there for.
Brett Maher, guys, Bill, I don't, Jake will remember this. Of course, I don't. Maher was a two-time Big 12 Kicker of the Year. And in fact, in 2011, was both the kicker and the punter of the year.
Yeah.
How does that work?
He was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a long career, obviously, in professional sports. I hope I'm not wrong on this, Brett. I'm pretty sure he was the state champion pole vaulter. And a multiple sport athlete.
That's right. In high school.
So he's very much like Sam Foltz was. Sam was also a multiple sports player that just ended up being a punter, obviously. Brett obviously is a personal friend, but so I had to go to, when I was here on the special teams, and I had to go to compliance to figure out as a consultant what he could do with our kickers. And there was and we got it all mapped out what he could legally do without me being there, whether it be in the summer. Time during the season he was playing.
Okay.
And so
this was during what time of year? Spring.
This would be like spring and summer, especially summer. So they were allowed to go out and kick with him. He would do his routine and they could go kick with him the different things. And then the difference is that it's real simple. Some guys, when it comes down to it, some guys can teach, but they've never done it. You know, some guys can be just the opposite. They can do it, but they can't teach it.
God, isn't that interesting?
I mean, it's one. But
can he teach it?
Brett can do both.
Can he?
He has the mentality to do it. He is super calm. He has such a ritual of how he goes through everything, and so it's a brilliant hire. And from what I think, someone else had texted me the other day, a friend of mine. And said, but this is pretty common knowledge that he's been with him for a while.
Yeah, since August.
Yeah, so this isn't like something where it's just like all of a sudden we missed a field goal and they called Brett on Sunday.
No, you're right. August.
But I didn't know that, but he was doing that.
I didn't either.
But it's really awesome. I'm just telling you, there'd be no one better. If I was hired as the head coach at Notre Dame, I thought the first person I would try to hire would be Brett Maher.
No kidding.
I would hire him to be my specialist coach. Because he can coach kickers and punters. And also he can help with just the routine, the mindset, and also he's just really good at it. And he can communicate so well, and the players absolutely love him. And whip it. When he walks out there and you're talking to him, all of a sudden, when he hits the ball, because I'd go down and when he'd be kicking, I'd go down and talk to him sometimes. When he's going through his routine, I wouldn't bother him, but I was watching. It was like, wow, when the foot hit the ball, it was impressive, the skill set that he had.
Interesting.
But he can do them both.
You know what I like? That he didn't make a big deal of himself coaching.
None.
He's just been doing it.
None.
So is that his personality?
Yeah, that's his personality. He is a A1 and also super competitive. I mean, right away, if you talk to any of the trainers or weight room or anybody, they're going to be like, oh, Brett Maher, dude, right away. And then there's like, well, was he ever in your room? Nope. Didn't spend much time in the training room. Always had himself ready to go. Didn't worry about this. Weight room, you name it. Everyone.
Interesting.
Every phase of his life is like that.
Maybe you just slide a uniform on him.
Yeah.
Put a helmet
it's
on
been him. Talked about. It'd be something. All of a sudden, ball just, boom.
Put him number 90 on him. Alvano can't kick right now. Just slide number 90 on him, and maybe nobody will notice.
Possibly. You know?
And he's out there, like, kick a 56-yarder. Mm, Alvano got better.
Jeez. That was good for 70. Right. What was that?
Yeah.
Jeez, Alvano.
What the hell?
You wanted the quote about what went wrong in the field goal?
Yeah.
Okay, here's Matt Rule from how'd the whole operation go on the missed field goal, Matt Rule, from yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a great hole. I mean, it's not a great snap. I mean, the laces are kind of in, you know, they're not. We'd like to snap the ball with the perfect amount of rotations that when we catch it, we don't even have to spin it. We put the ball down. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for the ball in the hand so that the kicker doesn't have to even see the ball come here and then put down over here. We're looking for the ball on the hand, come down, laces out. That's what we try to master that craft. So it's not perfect. And, you know, I don't want to put it on any one guy. I mean, that ball has to go through the pipes, right? If you want to win these types of games, the ball has to go through the pipes. But, again, we also have to make more plays to, you know, if we have a 17-10 lead going into halftime, if we have a 24-17 lead, we can't let them convert. You know, 3rd and 9, we can't let them run a quarterback draw and then throw the ball to an O-lineman. Like, that's not Nebraska defense.
Yeah.
And, you know, our guys will just play a little better, hopefully.
The quarterback draw was because an edge rusher got upfield. And it was clear to me. In fact, the guy was sitting there, well, Robin, said, this is what's going to happen. That guy's going to shoot upfield, and Altmaier's just going to run through that. And that's exactly what happened. Rule on the running game. Rule after the game. You might have that sound from yesterday. After the game, seemed okay with the running game, but changed his tune a little bit yesterday.
I think, is this about Dowdell?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, maybe.
Leading me into these.
I set blindly. It up perfectly.
Here we go. I think it might be it.
Yeah, well, try.
I probably would have liked more carries.
Yeah,
you know,
there you
but
go.
I mean, I this was a game for me where I thought, like, I felt like this game coming in was going to be like, I wanted like 25 carries for Dante. I felt like he was going to be the hammer in this game, you know, because there's really no ways to trick that defense, right? You're going to have to run the ball between the tackles, and they're going to be body blow runs, and then you hopefully split one. I would like to get Emmett more involved in the offense, but you know, just kind of became a throw game, you know, and we were having success throwing the ball. And so, you know, to me, there's a way to win every game. You get in those games, and like I said, we put four wides on the field. They're playing cover two. All right, let's just go attack it. And I, you know, again, we went down and scored. But just as we move forward, you know, there might be games. As long as we win, I don't care if we don't run the ball once or if we don't throw the ball once. But I think as we move forward, you know, we have players that can help us that we need to utilize.
Interesting. It's interesting to me that he said he'd like to get Dante Dowdell 25 carries. That's informative. That shows you that's what they think. That's their number one back. So maybe he already knew it, but just hearing him say it is interesting to me. He did. He did talk about how they have not been consistent enough running the ball. After he wouldn't really go there right after the game, but he did go there yesterday. So I don't know. They're just not moving the line of scrimmage. I don't think it's a running back issue. I think they're not moving the line of scrimmage. They're not creating enough holes. At least they didn't. Well, they really haven't.
But didn't we say that the first three games the O-line was pretty solid?
Basically, right? Pass protection. I mean, it was more about pass protection. They had allowed only one quarterback hit.
Right.
Now, they allowed 5 sacks the other night. Now, 2 of those were in overtime. When there was a big breakdown by a running back when number 3 came shooting up the inside, a gap, as you would say.
On the last play?
Yeah. Or a second down. It was second down.
Second down? Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. But they allowed 5 sacks. It was more of a pass pro. They had been really strong in pass pro. And some of this is just my interpretation. Regardless of how many yards they had generated, it just didn't look like they were moving a line of scrimmage consistently all season to me. But then when you get into Big Ten play, those things, as Bill notes, they show more. If you can't move UNI consistently, you're not going to move Illinois consistently. I don't know about Purdue. I mean, Purdue's—they're obviously struggling, but I don't see. I'm of the mind that Purdue will have Big Ten players, and it won't be easy. That's. I haven't looked at Purdue very closely, so I don't know.
The numbers scream bad. The numbers. If you just say the numbers, you have to say that's Big Ten, and I agree with that. Mm-hmm. That the numbers, that the fact that Notre Dame
gashed
66,
him.
Just gashed him.
And Oregon State ran for 340 some.
Yeah.
Yikes.
So,
yeah. Yikes.
I mean, it should be a 350-yard rush game.
Well, they don't run the run. Nebraska does not run the quarterback, though. Notre Dame runs a quarterback. Oregon State runs a quarterback.
There's a little bit more to it.
A little different.
Yeah. We'll get to more audio at 7 o'clock.
Okay,
how about that?
Yeah,
before we get to breaks, though, I know you're hungry right now. Do I look hungry? You're famished right
now.
Yeah, you're starving.
Do I look unhealthy?
No.
No, you look very healthy.
You look hungry, though. We can fix that with a trip to Early Bird at 19th and K.
The Bird.
We'll be there, by the way, a week from today.
Can you imagine that?
The place.
Can you imagine the excitement? Can you imagine the excitement?
Can you imagine my excitement?
Yeah. Stuffing pancakes down his throat at 6 in the morning.
Wow, we're going to be there.
Yeah, a week from today. Make plans to be there.
Yes.
Make plans to be there from 6 to 8 a.m. We'll be there at Early Bird, but you can still enjoy right now, today, breakfast burritos, chicken fried steak, which is what, Bill?
Smothered.
It's smothered, all right.
Hold it. What is it?
No, I'm not saying
it.
I'm not doing it.
Doing it. Jake, do it. Jake, what is it?
Come on. It's smothered.
No, Stuart.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
Smothered.
That's what he went with this time. They have a lot of pancake options, including blueberry.
Smothered.
He did that yesterday.
And he did. That's forever. It's on YouTube forever.
I said, not doing it again. But they also have the world famous hash holes.
God dang, I wish I wouldn't have smoked for all those years.
Are you sure you didn't have a cigarette this morning? Are you sure you didn't have one in the walk-in?
I'd love to
see you walking in, finishing one
ripping
off.
Ripping a heater,
flipping out the butt out in the street.
Hold on, guys. I'll be right
here. I wish you'd go out for a smoke break. What if we all went out and stand outside of the studio?
We might as well.
Smoking a
cig. Come on, guys.
Lots of free parking, 19th and K, Early Bird. Check it out today.
Smothered.
Breakfast, brunch, and lunch. When we come back, Reggie Bush wants his money from back in the day. It was just the next early break on the ticket.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.